scissors.
He's eating.
All right, this is December 10th, and the topic this month is life particles.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Such is the nature of life, that all it asks and all it wants is an opportunity to appear. You are that opportunity, and so am I. It is the purpose of this teaching to make this essential truth, to make us aware of this essential truth of our being. I have something first I want to read, and I think Andy will like this. This came from my friend in Atlanta today. She had her birthday. She just turned 85. If you believe you must work hard in order to deserve the money that comes to you, then money cannot come to you unless you do work hard. Financial success or any other kind of success does not require hard work. It does require alignment of thought. You simply cannot offer negative thoughts about things that you desire and then make up for it with action or hard work. When you learn to direct your own thoughts, you will discover the true leverage of energy alignment. When you learn to direct your own thoughts. That's all we're ever learning to do, is direct our thoughts. We're trying to think the thought that we want to think. That is what this teaching is all about. The reason why I read this tonight, because why, Andy? Comes from money and the law of attraction. Abraham Hicks. It's an Abraham Hicks quote. So, anyway, that's what I always I'm saying, you know. If you're thinking lack and limitation, and you want abundance and prosperity, you are not going to get abundance and prosperity. You must align your thinking with what you want. And that's what we're going to do with these, with this thing that we call life particles. So let's talk a minute about life particles. In this teaching, The Science of Mind, Ernest Holmes refers to this whole deity, if we want to call it a deity or a god or something, as the thing or the thing itself. Ancient people referred to it as no thing. Meaning, don't put a name on it. It's no thing. So life particles, you could actually say, since you can't see them, we can prove that they're there through quantum physics and all, but we cannot see them. So it looks like nothing is in front of us. It looks like nothing is in the air. But we know perfectly well there's tons of things in the air. Are there not? We have all kinds of radio waves all the time. We have microwaves. We have all kinds of telephone things, everything. The internet is all through this. So this air that we're, this space around us is not a vacuum. There's something happening in it. So what's happening in it is these life particles. So we can look at life particles as life itself, because we take these particles and we rearrange them and we make things out of them. The reason why I'm bringing that up is because we still have, since we're, most of us are puppets of our conditioning, and we've heard for so many years that there's a God somewhere living in this place called heaven, and he must look like a human being and all this kind of stuff. And that is not what this whole thing is about. It's about an intelligence, an energy, a life force. That's what we're talking about. Something that it's not human, and we keep trying to make this thing human. Oh, here she is. We keep trying to make this thing human, and we're just not doing it. Yes. So.
No, traffic, you know, Christmas.
Because of being conditioned for so many years of thinking of God, also we think of God always outside of us because we've been taught that for so many years. And we think it is has some kind of human qualities. We have God qualities. God does not have human qualities. but we have God qualities, and that's what we want to think about. So we have to first get rid of that idea that this is a person that we're talking about, or it is a, when we say the word God, we think of the Greek gods, we think of Zeus, we think of all that kind of stuff. And it's not. What we're talking about here is a life force. We're talking about an energy. And tonight we're talking about these things that we call life particles, or in India they call it prana. And we want to see these life particles. And you can see them with your imagination as little pieces of sparkling light, or whatever, however you want to do it. But they're all around us. And we last week we did the exercise where you felt the energy inside you, so you know that there's something going on. There's something in the air. So let's say that this thing that we call God is all around us. So it's not only all around us, it's in us and through us and all that. I often use the statement, we live, move, and have our being in the mind of God, or we live, move, and have our being in the life of God. So we're talking about an energy, we're talking about particles, we're talking about this, that, and the other thing here. I think I explained to you once before that there is no person on this plane of action that is able to figure out how the heart starts to beat. In the fetus, all of a sudden the heart starts on its own. It's an electrical thing that happens, we know that. It's the life particles and so forth coming together. But now what they have discovered about that also is they can, the scientists and so forth, by looking at this before the heart starts to beat, there's already a frequency going on outside of the heart itself. There's some type of a frequency. There's some type of a current going on. There's something around it. And then the heart starts, you see. And that's what we want to feel, and that's what we want to know. We have to keep changing our minds about what we're talking about. We're limited because of our vocabulary, and we're limited to exactly how to explain this thing. So I think that's very fascinating, that we do not know how a heart starts to beat. We know it starts to beat, and now they say that you can, energy, the pulsing, they can feel and see the pulsing first before the heart starts, and then the heart starts. So let's look at it again. Let's say it's life particles doing this. So the reason why we're talking about life particles is so that we can use these little particles that are all around us, floating here, there, and everywhere, and put them together and make them into something that we want them to be. You see? So we have to change our mind. We have to know that we're powerful beings. We have to know that we're able to do that, that our mind has the ability to do that, that we're capable of doing that. And we do that with concentrating our thinking, because we know where thought goes, energy flows. So where thought goes, energy flows. So we want to take these life particles and we want to do something with them. So last week we used the life particles. We let them come down through us, through our crown chakra. And what they were doing is cleaning the synapses of our brain, cleaning out our brain, and getting rid of all the resentments and the hurts and the hates and all the negativity that we have in there that is holding us back. Because anytime you have any type of negativity going on in there, you're not, it's not a clear, your vessel is not clean. You must have a clean vessel to be able to produce or manifest in your life what you want. And you get that by getting rid of all the negations that are going on in your head. So you have to step up to the plate, and you have to say, I'm capable of doing this. I have a good mind. I know how to use my mind. I know how to direct my mind. I know how to control my mind. And I'm going to use it to influence these life particles that are all around me. And we know we can do that. I said last week, I told you about quantum physics and all, they know perfectly well that the observer, when he's looking at these quirks and so forth, if he wants them to be a wave, they'll be a wave. And if he wants them to be a particle, they will be a particle. So they can be matter, or they can be non-matter, they can be anything. It's done with the intent in your thinking. What do you intend? You see. So, along with it, in your mind, you must have intention. You must know that you have that intention. And you must be absolutely certain. It comes from being certain. You see? In healing, when you want to heal somebody, well, we start with what we call a sincere heart, which is the same way as being certain. You have to be certain that it can be done. When you're certain that it can be done, it can be done. So you start with this clean mind, this clean vessel, and you get rid of all the junk that's in there, all the past conditioning that you've heard all your life, because it sneaks up in you before you know it. And this is a wonderful time of year to see how it sneaks in, because, you know, Christmas and all the myths that are going on at the present moment, we start to think, you know, oh, this is God's only son, and this is the way this happens, and this, that, and there. And that's all made up, people. It's a wonderful story. It's a gorgeous story. But it's not a true story. It is a myth. So let's try to get our minds to think of this life force as life particles or a life force, something other than what we have been taught all our lives, so that we can use it. Otherwise, we're not going to be able to use it. So let's close our eyes tonight. And what we're going to try to do tonight, or what we're going to do, because we're going to be certain that we know how to do it, we're going to take these life particles, and we're going to mold them the way we want to mold them. So, you already know that the energy is around you. You already know that these life particles are around you. So, let's just start to collect them. And let's see a great big ball in front of us of all these little sparkling, twinkling things going on. And all these little things are going on here. So, now, with your mind, direct them into what you want. If you want a job, let's concentrate on that. Let's see yourself already having that job, already knowing that that is absolutely possible, that you may have that. So as you're thinking those thoughts, as you're being certain about that, you take these life particles and you form them into that job. The way you see it, you start to do that. So take a moment and put in to this big ball of life particles that's in front of you, put your image using your imagination, visualizing and absolutely feeling, what will it feel like to have this job? How will I feel? Remember, it's always going to be done with thought and feelings. So, does it make you feel secure? Does it make you feel happy? What is it? And now start seeing it in these life particles. Start seeing those life particles coming together, forming your job for you. See yourself walking through the door of the company, sitting at the desk, talking to your boss. See yourself as though it's already done, as though you already have it. Now you can do that. I'm using the example tonight of a job. You can do it with anything. So we'll use a job, a career, a sitcom. We need two jobs here. I knew that. We need another. We can call that a job. We can call that a sitcom. And Rose, whatever you want to put in there, if you want to see something different, just start to form these things and see what happens. So let's take a moment and do that. Now, as you see those life particles forming and so forth, you may start to feel a tingling sensation. At the present moment, my fingertips are tingling. Regardless, I'll put them down. So I know now it's not just blood. I know that there's something else going on inside of me. So I want to take that tingling sensation. I want to feel, what does it feel like to accomplish, to manifest? How will I feel? Use it. See it. Feel it. Use all your senses. If you can smell it, if you can taste it, if you can feel it, do everything that you can. But know that you can do it. Be certain of that. As I said last week, this is not a parlor game. You can make it a parlor game if you want, or you can actually take it and do something with it. We have struggled long enough. We have believed so many things. We have been using this teaching. We've been reading different books. We've done all kinds of things. Now it's time to make it work. Instead of thinking, oh, it's just a little fantasy. It may work, it may not work, but boy, it's nice to think about it. Isn't that grand and great and all? Actually, take these life particles and form them in to what you want. The job, the career, the acting, whatever it is, see yourself doing it. Feel yourself doing it. How will you feel? Finally, you're using your power. Finally, you're not only thinking about it, you're actually doing something about it. So it's no longer a little thing that to lull your mind into saying, oh well, I'll finally learn how to do this. Make up your mind that you know how to do it right here and right now. That it is not difficult. That this is the way all creation is made, by using your thoughts and by taking these life particles and making them into what you want. Into what you want. You may see that ball in front of you of life particles getting brighter, getting more, forming into what you want. You have any thoughts coming up that tell you that it can't be done? You must get rid of those. You must get rid of those. You're made out of these life particles. Every cell in your body is made out of these life particles. When you have that formed in your mind, then just let it go and know that it is done. You may have it. So you can do this at home, you can do this anywhere. It's just learning a technique, that is all. Now when you're ready, you can come back and we'll see, we'll ask questions and we'll firm the whole thing up for you. Questions, answer.
Well, I had such a great time. I even went to the bathroom. Walk to the bathroom.
Good.
That really made it real for me.
Yes. Yes.
Because, you know, I know my patterns.
Yes.
You know, I put my coat up. Well, first, you know, I did that thing about walking around the studio. So I walk with everybody else because my friend told me that that's where everybody parks. So I parked and I walked. And then I was at a place where I work. And I put my coat up on the rack. And then did some stuff, some people came in, you know, a whole scenario, and then I thought, well, what will really make it real is I have to get up and go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that. Then I went by the cooler or something like that, and just, you know, and then had that joy and,
yes,
you know, and everything in there too. And
good.
The believing in it.
And the feeling, yes.
Total feeling.
Yes, it's done with feeling, yes.
Now, I do have a question because I'm also doing this at home. For myself and for someone else, and she's doing it for me. All she wants is just bliss and peacefulness, and that's it, because she's going to move somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So I just have her on a couch with all this bliss. She's reading a book,
right,
and all this bliss. So it's very simple to
her. Right.
But the last couple of times I've gone in there, she's starting to change. It's not like I'm going, okay, I'm going to have her sit there with a book, because she likes a book. I'll start it off, and all of a sudden, she was drinking tea out of a real nice bone china tea thing. And I asked her if she had it, and she said yes. And I thought, that's weird, because I didn't think of that.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm getting to the point where I'm just looking to see what she's doing.
Yes. Yeah. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the way it's done.
Is that part of it's coming alive?
Yes. Yes, it's starting to come alive.
Because she's doing it for me, and I just told her some basic stuff. And then all of a sudden she said she was sitting there and this lady comes in and talks to me and tells me I'm doing a good job. And she goes,
yes.
I don't know where that came from.
Yeah.
And so I was just wondering,
yeah,
that means it's coming alive.
That's it. And when you're doing this with people, make sure that both of you are certain about what you're doing.
Yes.
You know.
We talk to each other.
Yes. Make sure that, and then you can do it. And that's very powerful because the more minds you get together, the faster it comes.
So you don't put a limit on it. You just think about the end result and
you
bring that,
right,
feeling out.
Yes.
And then you let it go. And then you do it the next day.
Yes.
Feeling and then, what, let it go.
Yes.
And the more feeling that you get, the more you're putting yourself into it.
Yes. The more it's becoming real, the more the particles are coming together. You see? Coming together. You have a question?
I have a problem thinking I can have more than one thing.
Ah, well, you have to get rid of that problem because, see, now that's conditioning because your parents said you can have this or that, but you can't have both.
Not them.
Somebody said it to
you. Somebody did.
All right. All right. Whoever it was, it doesn't matter who it was. But you now you know it's a lie, and you've told yourself that lie. You accepted that lie from somebody else. And we accept those things when we're weak, when we're vulnerable to something, you know, when it slips in before you know it. For years, it took me a long time to get rid of a thing my college roommate's mother once, and I had never heard it. Never heard that expression. But she said to me, you know, a fool and his money are soon parted. Phew. That went into my consciousness that fast, and I thought, oh my God, I must be a fool, you know. It took me a long time because it just phew, went right in there.
Because when I used to say to my parents stuff like that, I can only they would say, where do you get this?
Yeah.
So it wasn't from them. I don't know who it was from.
Well, it doesn't matter who it's from.
My friends are very negative towards me, even now.
Well, I don't know why you stay around people like that.
Yeah.
You see, we've had this discussion before.
Because it's like a it's double. They help me, but then they're still negative.
Yeah, but they're not helping you. They're manipulating.
No, but they drive me, or they help, you know, other little things. So I have to take the good with the bad.
Oh, you don't. You only ever take the good. Don't be around anybody that puts you down, anyone who says anything negative or any of that kind of stuff. You don't have to do that.
Like, you'll never get a job with wearing bangs. Can you imagine a friend saying that?
So, well, and that went right in. That zinged into you, no.
I thought that was ridiculous.
All right, well then if she says that and you know that's ridiculous, then now you know everything she says is ridiculous.
Okay.
Same. You're smart enough to figure that out. You have to say, well, she doesn't know what the hell she's talking about. You have to do that. You have to get rid of those things. So that's
what do you say to get rid of, to know that you can have more than one good thing?
I can have everything.
I can have everything I want.
I can have everything I want. Now, remember last week we cleared your mind. If your mind still isn't clear and you find that thing, then use these life particles again. Open up your crown chakra, open up your third eye, and let those go inside of you and clear that out.
I have to say, I sort of have that problem, too. Like, I'm fantastic here at home in certain areas, but when I'm around a certain person, and then I'll say something, and they'll just go, oh, Disney's letting off 20 people next week, and all that stuff, you know, and you just go.
Yeah, but those are 20 people, they're not you.
Yeah, but my mind goes.
Yeah, but you know, it's the old thing, here's what we do. If somebody says, one out of 10 people come down with this, you immediately think, oh, I'm the one. 9 people aren't going to come down with it. Why don't you go to the 9 instead of to the 1? But see, our mind always jumps to the 1. When she says 20 people are being left off, you put yourself in there. Say, don't do that. Say, oh, well, that's them. Hey, nothing to do with my consciousness with you, you know. That's yours. This I read earlier, and I should have made copies. You're going to make copies. this came from a friend of mine. It's Abraham Hicks. I got it today. If you believe that you must work hard in order to deserve the money that comes to you, then money cannot come to you unless you do work hard. Financial success or any other kind of success does not require hard work. It does require alignment of thought. You simply cannot offer negative thoughts about things that you desire and then make up for it with action or hard work. When you learn to direct your own thoughts, you will discover the true leverage of energy alignment.
Can I type this and send it to everybody?
Uh-huh. This is Carolyn Fitzsimmons is the name of the lady who sent me that. She just turned 84. Her son had a very successful business, but when the thing hit whatever year it was, I don't even remember, his business went down. And she said, he really hit, she said, I couldn't get him back and back till he hit rock bottom. Now he's starting to come back. These, both of these people were in the Atlanta Church of Religious Science. They both know this teaching. She didn't go down. She's in the real estate business. He went down because he left it in, his consciousness. Yeah. It's done with your consciousness, not with the, what the world is saying. So now he's learned to change his mind, and his business is improving, and it's coming back again. It's all done with your mind. Don't jump on those things, and we have a tendency to jump on those. Why we do that is absolutely beyond me. But if it's one out of 10 people are going to do this, you're saying, oh, I'm going to be the one. So, no, there are 9 people that aren't. Why don't I jump into the 9? You see? Same way, 20 people are leaving the work. That doesn't matter. You're,
I don't even work there.
Yeah, but your job is safe. But your job is safe, yeah. You see? And you can also say, thank God they're leaving. That makes an opening for me. You know? And we don't do that because we feel sorry for the people. And we think, oh, well, this, that. No. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with you. Only you. Andy, do you have anything?
Any questions
or clear? Do you need clear on anything? Or no? All right.
The dog has a gun.
But this is how you. This is how you
when
change your.
Getting money. That's his question. No. When's mommy getting a new car? Because he loves being in the car.
Ah, but then you. What did you just say?
Here, see. I found the key I told you, and I...
Doesn't matter what you just said. You told me exactly. What did you just say?
I like it. I lost the key.
What did you just say?
When is mommy getting a new car? Instead of mommy has a new car already?
Yeah. Yes, you can't say
yeah,
when.
I usually do that. Always, like it's already done. Okay. I'm just asking.
Yes.
When you say when, you're chasing it, right?
Yes.
Oh, you never say when.
You can't say when I'm going to...
I didn't know that.
You, everything's already done in mind. It's already here. You always have to do it in the now.
So when you're visualizing, you said everything's already here.
Yeah.
And you've got many choices.
That's right.
So you're just saying, out of all of this that's already here, this is where I want to be.
Yes. And then if it manifests and you don't like it, just say, oh, that's okay. I'll change it because I know I live in a field of total possibilities. And I'll just rearrange it. See, and we're not taught that either, because if you work very hard and you finally get a job and so forth, then you think, oh my God, I have to stay with this job. You see, you don't have to stay with it. You say, well, this didn't pan out the way I wanted it, I can get another one right away. It's done with your consciousness. If you have a consciousness that's always working, you'll always be working. When people come to me for counseling and so forth and they're out of work, I tell them, take any job you can. Oh, I couldn't do that. I thought, oh, you have to. Because if you're out of work, your mind says you're out of work. If you're working, your mind says you're working. So then you can go to the next job and so forth, you know. Well, I couldn't take that. It's not enough money. I said, it has nothing to do with money. Not. It has to do with consciousness.
Like a lot of people say, if you have work, it's easier to find work when you have work.
Absolutely. And that's an absolute truth. And people come and say, I'm unemployed. I say, oh my God, don't ever say you're unemployed. You know, you can't, because you sit there and you say, I'm unemployed. Your mind says, that's right.
So you sit there and say you're gainfully employed.
You're gainfully employed, absolutely. And you are gainfully employed.
So what do you say when you're up at the computer on Craigslist and there's a job and you're typing a response and you know you're not employed? What do you say, you know, you're on the belt?
Well, you have to say that you are employed. Y'all mean you're telling the other person?
I'm writing a response, and I know I'm not employed.
Yeah.
I still keep saying I'm employed.
Absolutely.
As I'm writing.
Absolutely.
And as I'm checking all day long for the responses.
Yes.
Miracles happen at the moment of belief.
Yes.
I know that. I was a miracle, so I know.
You just have to keep doing that till it works for you. See, we fall into this language. We fall into the world. And we say, oh. It's done with your mind. It's done with your imagination. You know, I am working. I am wealthy. You see? And this, let's talk a moment about this thing about feeling, you see. It's always done with feeling. People think, oh, once I have a lot of money, I'll feel rich. I know a lot of people, they have tons of money, they don't feel rich. You have to feel rich and then you get the money.
Then how do you feel rich first?
By using your mind and your imagination.
Not having money.
You look around, you say, look at this, look at all the abundance in my life, look at all these tchotchkes hanging here, there, and everywhere. They came from someplace, didn't they?
Yeah, when I had money, they did.
Now, see, you can't say that either.
And see, I spent it all, and then...
No, see, now that's what you did.
But that's the reality. All this stuff.
That's what you did. Yeah. So you
I'm
have to go.
Informing you.
Yes, but that's the wrong information. You have to know.
How can I tell you the right information without being negative? Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, I know what you're saying, but I know you don't have to tell me. I know you don't. I already know all that. You don't have to tell me. What you have to know is money's always freely circulating in your life.
I do say that all the time. I'm
writing. But it is.
I can show you passes.
Yeah, but your money must be. You're still here and you haven't worked in for how long. So they haven't foreclosed on you. You're not in debtor's prison. You're not in that. So money must be. So now you have to change it to more money, larger money, bigger money, and so forth. Because you're into a consciousness of just scraping by.
You know what? There's a duplicity because I am, but... On the other hand, I want...
But you can't have duplicity.
You know
you teach
saying?
Unity.
Nothing is enough for me. You know what I mean?
Well...
Although I'm scraping by, I do have visions of millions.
Yes. But you can't... You see, that's a lack of limitation if you're scraping by. I'm not scraping by. I'm living to my fullest.
But you're not supposed to say not. Do you believe that? You're not supposed to say... Affirmations with
not
in them?
Well, you're not, it doesn't. It depends how you're thinking about it in your mind.
Because if you say not, they say you're focusing on the negative.
Yes. They. Who and are they?
Who's they?
Yeah.
Yes.
Ticks.
I have a thing I'll show you.
It's
yeah, I'll find
process.
It.
It really is.
And it goes, it weaves, it's so. Because you think, oh my, and it keeps going. You have to get it to where you believe it.
You know, I listen to the sound bites also, and then you'll say, when you want to feel prosperous, you go out and you buy something.
Yes.
Well, I've always done that.
Yes.
Or I'll go and have a chocolate or something.
Yes.
To bring
yes.
my spirits up.
Or treat somebody to something. I treat people to something.
Yeah.
Especially when my money's low, I treat people to things to make me, yes. So I feel, you know, and I don't say, oh, I can't afford this. I never say I can't afford something. I say I'm choosing not to spend my money in that way at the present moment.
Oh, I have something to have today. I went to McDonald's and I got something to eat. And then I was sitting down and I was listening to something and whatever, and this has never happened. I've gone to this McDonald's forever because it's down the street. One of the ladies came over and she sat down a mango smoothie, which I've never had before, and she said, this is free. Somebody didn't want to pay for it. And I just went, wow, I got to tell Dallas this.
Yes.
I got a free smoothie.
Yes.
I wasn't even thinking. I've never had a mango smoothie. There it was. And I said... God is the source and substance of life.
Absolutely. And see, money has nothing to do with it.
No.
Money has nothing to do with it.
And when I'm in a good mood, I can really manifest like that. But
yeah.
It's been a while, what we go through. But it just was a sign like, hey, it's coming.
Right.
You know, it's. But I'm not supposed to say it's coming. I'm supposed to say
it's here.
It's here.
Yeah. So it's that, you know, it's that always with the language, it goes back and forth and back and forth. So you have to figure, ooh, but you don't get, you have fun with it. You have to have fun with it. I was at the theater on Saturday and was treated to Anything Goes. Wonderful. Second row, center. But now that we want to know that was this Saturday. On the 21st, I've been asked to go again by another person. So I'll get to see that show twice. Mm-hmm. Now, not only is that abundance and prosperity, a little overkill sometimes, but what I want to point out there, they at the end, they ask for donations, you know, for AIDS. And I saw people, you know, pull out money and put in buckets and so forth. Now, just from that one thing, the man said last year, they brought in, just from people, donations in the theater, $6.5 million. And then we have in our consciousness that there's no money. You see, that we're going over this cliff, and this is going on, and that's going on. Well, yes. Well, I don't believe it either. But many people buy into that, you see. They have so much money in that. And it's, so you have to know that money is everywhere. Do you remember the story about the lake shrine, when they went to build the lake shrine? They asked whoever, I can't remember his name, they said to him, but where's the money going to come from? And you know what he said? From where it is now. Mm-hmm. From where it is now. And that's all we do. So from where it is now, that's life particles. Your whole thing is that from where it is now, it's in front of you. It's in front of you. It's going to come from where it is now. So you just use these things and never give up on this. Never give up on it. And I think you're going to get that very quickly. I mean, I feel it and see it. So, yeah. So you'll be working, you see. Yeah. So now you're grateful. You sit in gratitude.
I say that all the time.
Yeah, you have to sit in gratitude. Well, how can you be grateful? Well, you have to be grateful first. You see. So you sit around here, you have to be grateful. You have a house.
I do.
You have heat. You have to do all that. And then give up all the other stuff that's going on in your mind.
Another thing I do is I have a 2.5-year-old cat named Merlin. And he is the most lovable thing you ever want to see in a cat. So when he's laying here and I hold him and I'm saying I'm so grateful for my cat, then I go into my visualization.
Yes.
Because that's a great cat.
Yes.
Because you can just feel the love from his heart.
Yes.
From my heart, and then all of a sudden.
Well, you feel that warmth and everything, yes.
Yeah.
And that is that's a good one to do.
So hold your little baby over there.
Right.
You do. With the gratitude, and then jump into that visualization with it.
The gratitude's easy, the visualization.
Yeah. Now, what I do with an animal, and my dog, and Andy has dogs, we all have. You hear me say all the time, God's taking care of you. To that dog, I'm God taking care of. Now, if I can take care of that dog, certainly God can take care of me. It's just a thing. It's the same thing. You see, it's the exact same thing. You're taking care of something, you're being taken care of. It's the way it works. So think of that when you have these animals, as though it's just an animal, or whatever people think. They teach you a great deal, but you are taking care of that animal. So God is taking care.
Something that's going to sound negative.
Well, say it. If it's too bad, I'll slap you.
I can't take care of him like I need to. I don't have money for vet like I need to. Remember Plum, the big one? She died and I had no money to take care of her.
But you have God and you're giving your power away to a veterinarian.
That's a big problem. I give my power away too easily.
Yes, yes. Don't give your power away. Don't ever give your power away. Now, be nice to take it to the veterinarian, but you don't have to take it to the veterinarian. What is the greatest thing? What is the greatest healing thing? Yes. Love that dog. And it will be all right. See? See, we're just, it's this all conditioning. We think, oh, we need the vet, we need this, we are, Everything that you need to know is within you. Everything that you need to heal yourself or heal the dog or anything is within you.
I couldn't help Plum.
Well, you didn't know this teaching then at the time, but you didn't do anything. You didn't let your love go out to that dog. You loved it, but you didn't let it go out and say, my love is now healing that dog, and I'm absolutely certain of this, and I have a sincere heart and all. You said, oh, my God, if I had a vet, this dog would be all right. Just little things. We're just tweaking all the time. We just have to tweak our consciousness.
Yeah, I did that too. They gave my power away. I don't do that anymore. No. I recognize where everything is coming from now. But
yes.
I think back to those days, and that was so bad.
Right. And we're taught that, Sissy. Before we weren't taught that.
How did you get your power?
Oh, you know.
You mean by other people?
Yeah. When other people would say, no, you can't do this, I'd say, okay.
Yeah.
I'm the same.
Now I get mad and say to myself, no, I can do it. You can't tell me.
You know what I say as soon as somebody says to me, Dallas, you can't do that?
You say, yes, I can.
I say, I'll show them.
Yeah.
I'll show them. I don't get angry. I just say, I'll show them. And I do it.
People actually say that to you?
Well, they used to. They don't anymore. People used to say that can't be done, this can't be done. I said, watch me. Don't give your power away. Use this mind of yours, and use this new technique of this thing called life particles. It's nothing new. Somebody just named it that. They've been here. It's always been here. Everything is already here, already in existence. Remember, We're just discovering things all the time. You know, you think this thing called God is making up something new all the time. That's already done. It's already done.
What did Yogananda say again?
Well, where they said, ask him where will the money come from, and he said, from where it is now. And that's absolutely
powerful.
Yeah, it's absolutely, I love that one. Where are we going to, and you hear people say, well, where are we going to get the money? From where it is now.
But they won't understand what you mean by that.
No, but you can, in your own mind, you can, where is it? Well, it could be in the bank, it could be a person could give it to you, but you're getting it. It's there.
Yeah.
It's there. Now I just have to bring it over here. And that's what you're doing with these light particles. If they're already there, now you're bringing them here. Where you want them and using them for what you want them to do. That's all it is. And Abraham Hicks, all these people are saying the same thing. You studied Abraham a lot, didn't you? It's all the same. They're all saying it in different ways.
They talk like a unity person.
Who, Abraham? Oh, yes. Well, yes, well, if you're in this, you have to. It all comes, they just explain it differently. Everyone's explaining it a little differently. As I say the same thing over and over and over. I just keep saying it differently until you hear it. That's all it's about. it's finally it'll sink in, like the negativity that sunk into you with about your bangs and about whatever else people will do. But these are little zingers, and they go
yeah,
right in.
A book about what people have said.
Well, stop doing that and forgive them now.
Oh,
sit
I do.
Down.
I do forgive them now. I'm a big forgiver.
Yeah, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. But you don't forgive them because you think about it.
I don't think about it all the time, but
but it's in there. It shouldn't have never.
I've got a good memory.
Oh yes, and you're very proud of that good memory, and that good memory is what's keeping you, hindering you. Memory has nothing to do with anything. It's imagination that has something. Memory has nothing. I have a terrific memory. I can remember, but I don't use it because it hinders you. Yeah, memory will hinder you.
And it's not about the minutia of like I didn't say this thing exactly right or I said not. It's about getting a place of joy and gratitude.
Yes.
And all the things that help you sustain
yes.
that and get there.
Right.
And like but we have all these old tapes running that keep us going back to like lack and limitation.
Yes.
And it's very easy to like have our buttons be pushed.
Yes.
You know, giving people taking their power or taking our power or giving them permission
well,
over us or
yeah, because it's a loop. And you have to get rid of that loop. Just keeps looping back on you. You know. But memory is a wonderful thing, but you have to learn how to use your memory correctly, otherwise it will hinder you to no end. But I remember that you can't.
One of my favorite things you've ever said is it's the easiest thing in the world to change your mind about something. It's the hardest thing in the world to keep it changed.
Yes.
And it's just staying with it and
yeah.
just believing in
yes.
it and
yes.
making that mind change and recognizing when it changes
yes.
back and changing.
Yes, become aware. You have to be diligent with the whole thing. You just have to keep practicing. It's practice, 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 and it's noticing what all those old thoughts mean nothing. You cannot move on. That's the idea of putting new wine into old wine sacks. You cannot do it, so you give up that memory and so forth. You have to give that up. It doesn't mean that you're going to lose your life or you're not going to say anything. What it means is to take something like people who have trouble with their head, trouble with their parents and so forth. To think of that, I'm going to be 70 years old. For a thought to come through my mind about my parents, I immediately stop it. I say they did the very best they knew how to do. And that is as far as I go with that. I don't say, well, they did this to me, this to me, this to me, this to me, this to me. I never even think of that. You know. And am I dishonoring them? No, because each day I say they were wonderful people. They were wonderful people. And when am I going to sit here and talk about my parents? I was never a parent. I never had a child. I have no idea what that means. No idea what that means. But I hear people constantly doing that. That's a waste of your mental energy. Absolute waste of your mental energy. I know that they loved me and I love them. And even if that weren't true, I'll make it true. You see? I'll make it true. No, I have nothing but love and respect for my parents. Nothing. No bad feelings. I have no bad feelings. No bad feelings. And that's what we want to get rid of. So use these techniques. Use this. It's done with your mind. I cannot say that in any other way. That it's always your mind. It's nobody else's mind. The most wonderful thing about your mind is you may think any thought that you want to think. So why would you choose to think a thought that made you feel bad?
Mm-hmm.
That would be idiotic. Only think thoughts that make you feel good.
You said you were going to say something about feelings.
About feelings?
Uh-huh. Because you said that you were going to say something about that pertaining to this visualization.
Oh, it's always, you have to get your feelings in there. You have to feel like you felt. You went to the bathroom, any of that kind of stuff. You know, what did the office smell like? See if you can, you know, did the cleaning lady just come through and, you know, whatever. All that stuff adds. It just adds to the thing.
I even went to the commissary.
There, good. Yeah.
I branched out. I finally got out of the room.
Yeah. So, anyway, this is the way it's done, people. And it's just a technique. Use it, please. It does work, but what I'm telling you, even though it's a technique, this idea of life particles or prana or whatever you want, they're real. You cannot see them, but they are real. And that's where we get ourselves into trouble, remember? Because if we can't see it, we don't believe it. And what's the old thing that we remember? No. Once you believe, you'll start to see. Once you believe, you'll start to see, because you see with your mind, not your eyes. Okay? It's wonderful. So are you, and so am I, and there ends the lesson. Thank you.